So the governor says the state will be reopened by June 30th, if not a little bit sooner. Well, the state Senate leadership on the Republican side says sooner. Let's get this open sooner. In fact, let's get it open by June 15th. Joining me on the line, State Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District. Welcome back to the show.
Well, great. Thanks for having me.
You say June 15th. Why?
Well, we see states around the country and our neighbors to the south in Oregon and California, all of them committing to open up June 15th or in many cases earlier than that, recognition that our numbers are falling consistently around the country and around the state. Our hospitalization stays are down, our mortality rate is way down, and our vaccination rate is rising. So I think it's the right thing to do. Candidly, I think we could have opened up even sooner, but I think June 15th is a reasonable date, gives people time to plan for it, and yet doesn't delay it any longer than necessary.
Do you have any expectation that this governor will do give up any kind of power earlier than he needs to?
Well, yeah, I have some concerns about that, but it doesn't stop me from pushing. I think those of us who see that we should have put the trust in the people of the state of Washington to make good decisions long ago, we got to keep pushing because if we don't, I'm afraid it could go even longer. We can't let up the push. We got to do it safely. I want to be clear about that. But we can do it safely, and we could do it safely much sooner than he thinks.
Well, and that he reopens a state on, let's say he does the 15th or the 30th, whatever it is he does, that doesn't mask the fact that there are still significant issues like the amount of power. That issue doesn't go away that he has been able to utilize here.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And this is something that he wouldn't talk about yesterday during the press conference is why are we, if it's safe to fully reopen, and I certainly believe it is, why do we still need an emergency declared and in place? We have a functional state government as intended by our founders. I think it's time to end the emergency at the same time we reopen the state.
So then what can be done about that? Is that only something that can be challenged legislatively, or is that something that, you know, the judicially something that can be done? Can this be challenged in court, effectively saying, look, you're saying that we can reopen the state and yet you're still calling it an emergency power? Sorry, that goes away the second that you say that we can reopen the state.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm not a lawyer, certainly not a judge. And so far, the judicial system has given quite a little leeway to emergency powers. But I think that gets harder as this goes on, especially when you say, hey, it's safe enough to fully reopen. Why are you retaining those powers? So I think at some point it becomes a court challenge. It's the wrong way to do it. The right way is for the governor to simply say, hey, I no longer need these emergency powers, emergency over. Mm-hmm. We still have some things we got to do to make sure we keep people safe, but we can do that in the normal method of governing our state.
Why do you think he did such a quick about-face?
I think there's a growing pressure around our state and around the country to recognize the numbers for what they tell us. It's simple as that. Is the numbers no longer say there's a huge risk. Now, that doesn't mean there's zero risk, but there's not this huge risk of death to large segments of our population. The folks who are most vulnerable are broadly immunized, and we're making traction on other folks. So the numbers haven't justified it for a while, mm-hmm. and eventually the public pressure is just catching up with him, and he's being forced to act. It's unfortunate that he's not looking at that ahead of time. I'd like to think, but it's good, frankly. I mean, you know, I don't love the timeline, but I think at least we're headed in the right direction.
Well, it's one of those places where, you know, I kind of want to say beggars can't be choosers, but the fact of the matter is, we should be able to be choosers. We're the ones in charge. He works for us. We don't work for him. We don't work for you. It's the other way around. It's politicians are supposed to serve the people. And when the people have spoken for so long, it shouldn't take this much time for politicians like Governor Jay Inslee to be responsive to our concerns. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking with State Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District. There are a number of additional concerns now moving forward. You heard the governor yesterday frame a return to our freedoms around our willingness to get a vaccine. He, of course, is not mandating the vaccine, but it does sound like we're getting to a point where he's encouraging the use of vaccine passports without mandating them. Should a business be in a position where they can deny service to someone on the basis of their willingness to get a vaccine? Or at least show proof of vaccination?
Yeah, this is going to be really complex, and I think, frankly, the governor's taken the wrong tack. Now, I'm personally pro-vaccine, but I also very, very pro. This is a personal decision. Everybody gets to make that choice, and we shouldn't segregate people for any reason, and certainly not for whether or not they made a personal choice to get a vaccine or not get a vaccine. So I think that's wrong. I'm happy to encourage people to get vaccines. I've got a vaccine myself. But I do not think it should be mandated. I think this is a very important and personal decision each person should make themselves. And the idea that we encourage the use of vaccine passports. Now I think from a legal standpoint, businesses could make that choice, and I suppose, and I would certainly support their legal right to do that. I think it's bad business, and I think it's disrespectful. But this is a complicated issue.
Can they, though?
For me...
Do they have that legal right? Because here's where I throw it, and I know that the governor made this point yesterday as well, but there are also some discrimination laws on the books right now as it relates to religion. If someone has a religious conviction that tells them that they are not going to get a vaccine, well, you can't deny someone service on the basis of religion. So can you, in fact, deny someone on the basis of a religious claim against the COVID vaccine, and can you deny someone against someone just saying, yes, I got the vaccine, but no, I'm not going to give you my private medical data?
Yeah, I think those are tough questions. Now, I would tell you, I mean, again, not a lawyer, not a judge. I think at some level, businesses have a legal right. Now, if you have a religious or a health reason you can't get a vaccine, I think they also have a responsibility to accommodate.
Yeah, I mean, EEOC put out guidance, I think, within the last, I want to say, few weeks, basically saying an employer can mandate a vaccine in this case. However, you have to be mindful of the 2 points you just made, which seems to indicate that that kind of protection would cover consumers.
That's right. This is going to be really complicated, and that's why I think right from the start, that's the wrong way to go. To even start suggesting the fact that they can, if they can, doesn't mean they should. I would stay away from whether they can or cannot, and simply advocate for not doing it. I mean, I'm comfortable advocating that for people to get a vaccine if they choose, but the idea that we're going to segregate people based on what their choice is, I think that's just wrong.
Yeah, and by the way, when any business asks you to see your passport, ask to see theirs. I mean, let's see if the businesses themselves are forcing the vaccines on the people who work there. That's one thing. And if they're going to ask for your paperwork, you should ask to see theirs. We've been talking with State Senator John Braun. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You as well. You're listening to the Jason Rand Show. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.